In the studio with me is my brother James Fortune. As you know, he is from Houston, and now he is here in Atlanta because he cannot go home. James Fortune, what's going on, good brother?
How you doing, brother? Thank y'all for having me. Good to be here. Sorry about the circumstances, but just got great news, wanted to share. My mom was just rescued on a boat out of the subdivision where she lives. That is a mandatory evacuation.
Good stuff.
And also my kids were also in the same community. They've been rescued as well. So headed to safety. But the whole city, the whole region really just needs prayer. As of now, I think the earliest I may be able to get home is around Thursday. So all I've been able to do is just talk to my family, talk to my kids, talk to my parents. And it's just real bad. You know, it's the water is continuing to rise. They're being told, okay, you have to evacuate, but the water is all the way up to your front door. My brother, his car got flooded out. My mom's car got flooded out. And people are just really just kind of unsure because it's still raining. You know, it's not even in a situation like, okay, we just got to just, you know, it's time to rebuild. No, it's still, the water's still rising. As a matter of fact, the subdivision where I live is supposed to flood out Wednesday.
Wow. Like
the river's supposed to come over the levees by Wednesday because of the rain that's still continuing to fall.
Indeed. The voice you're hearing is James Fortune. He's hanging out with us. He's originally from Houston. He's in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And we just wanted to kind of talk to him about what's going on in Houston. And so when they were giving you that lead in that, hey, Hurricane Harvey is coming, did people expect it to be this bad?
They didn't expect it to be this bad. You know, we've dealt with some flooding in Houston at times, but nothing to this magnitude. They're saying this is one of the worst that the U.S. has ever seen. So nobody expected it to be this bad in the Houston area. There were some surrounding areas, Galveston by the beach. They were saying, you know, it's going to be really, really bad. But as far as how big it's been in Houston, Missouri City, Sugar Land, where I'm from, we didn't expect it. People got water, got some food stored up, but we didn't expect for them to have to evacuate and actually leave their homes, and homes are being flooded out.
Indeed. And so James, man, you left on Friday. They were giving you a lot of different warnings about Hurricane Harvey, and let's just kind of go back. Your thoughts? You didn't think it was going to be like this?
Yeah, it's never been like this before. Of course, you know, Houston has had flooding certain areas, you know, a day or two before, it to be still raining today, Monday, and it's supposed to keep raining up until probably Thursday. That's six straight days of rain, and that's why the flooding is so bad. And so when I left Friday, you know, I parked at the airport thinking I'm gonna have a car to come back to. Went to the news and the whole airport is underwater.
And this planes, is hobby.
Yeah, it's hobby airport. Some planes are underwater. You can just see the top, like Delta, like the top. Some of the planes at the airport are underwater. So, of course, you know, my car has been flooded out. And it's just it's a very, very difficult time that we prepared somewhat, but we were not prepared for it to be like this. And so many people are like, well, why didn't y'all evacuate? Why didn't y'all? And you know, and I agree with our mayor, Mayor Sylvester Turner. It's not a time to question, you know, why we didn't or why we weren't more prepared. We just got to focus on getting through this and rebuilding stronger than ever, hopefully.
Indeed. The voice you're hearing is James Fortune. So, James, now, maybe Thursday, Friday, preferably you get a chance to go back.
Yeah.
What are you looking forward to going back to?
You know, my home had to be evacuated, that whole subdivision. So tomorrow is supposed to flood out. And, you know, prayerfully, that's why I'm asking. We're asking for everybody's prayer. I know a lot of times people say, I'm praying for you, you know, but we really do need your prayers because I don't know if I'm going to have a home to go back to. Nobody. So many people have lost everything. Mm-hmm. People have lost. You saw the one dad on there with his son. He lost the school clothes, home, car, everything.
We're trying to find
gone.
Him, too.
Yeah. So, you know, so many people are like that. My family members, I know family members who have already lost everything. So what I'm going back to, I don't know, but prayerfully I'll get back soon so at least I can be around my family as we get through this together.
Indeed. The James Fortune hanging out with us. Big man, the producer.
Uh-huh.
Do you have any more information where people in the H-Town, because of course, for the people in the H-Town, of course, we are on the HD channel there, 102.1.
Yeah.
But I am challenging all of our listeners across the country, if you have people that are in Houston, to take this information and make sure that they get it. And also, if you're saying, listen, I'm praying, but I also want to donate, there's some information that we want to give you as well.
Yeah, we got some phone numbers on the WMJS on Instagram. Evacuation routes, phone number 800-452-9292. The City of Houston helpline is 311. Elderly and disabled, call 211. City of Houston Office of Emergency Management, 713-884-4500. You can find all these numbers on our Instagram page, WMJ Show.
We received a message from Brian Courtney Wilson, Big Man, the producer.
Yeah, I texted him and he said, we are safe. He had to evacuate out of his house ahead of a levee being released. So he's praying we do not sustain too much damage on the home. But I was, and James, you can probably explain this a little bit better, a levee being released.
Yeah.
So, like, what does that mean?
Well, there's so many rivers and bayous. That's what I call Houston the Bayou City. So what they're having to do is they're having to release some water, really knowing they're flooding communities, in order so that the levees won't break and they won't be worse damaged. So they're having to, like, voluntarily flood communities, open up water, let water in. And so that's what Brian Courtney Wilson is saying he had to get out of, because they're saying these counties, it's mandatory. Sheriffs are actually going door to door. Listen, you gotta leave. It's not a voluntary evacuation. So what he's doing is he's getting out before they really open. Flood his neighborhood on purpose.
Whoa.
Wow. Well, man, definitely prayers are going up to my friends and my family in Houston. There's a lot of information on our social media, so make sure that you go there if you have loved ones and you want to donate. It's at WMJ Show.